is the Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be pod smacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
Closing out on episode number 160. This is episode number 159 of the Rob Carson Show podcast. Really hard to believe, right? Almost 160 episodes. Working on building those downloads. You can, of course, hear it on iTunes. Just download it there on iTunes and share with other people, if you wouldn't mind. Also, I want to ask you a favor. There's a website called Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And if you look up the Rob Carson Show, you can pledge your support. $1 a month to keep the podcast going, $5, $10. I had a $25 a month pledge yesterday. That is a tremendous honor. It helps pay the bills while this is growing. It really, really does. I'm also doing a video podcast, all sorts of other stuff. So if you wouldn't mind helping out, I'd really appreciate it. Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Rob Carson Show. I want to thank my sponsors, including Dr. Alex Nelson. If you ever need more than just a massage, you need massage therapy, you need something that's going to adjust your spine, well, Dr. Alex Nelson can do that. He can do electrical stimulation. I had that done on my lower back, and it helps a lot. And then when you combine that with decompression for herniated low back discs, you'd be amazed what can be done. FountainOfLifeCairo.com. You can always just come by their office, 8335 North Congress Avenue in Kansas City. Or you can call them, 816-741-4711. 816-741-4711. FountainOfLifeCairo.com, GrassMonstersKC.com, also a sponsor. They've got these terrific, terrific mowers called the Dixie Chopper. The Silver Eagle, which I have parked in my garage, it's a commercial mower, 27 horsepower, a tried and true deck that'll last you forever. It mulches, it steers with your pinky fingers, up to a 60-inch mowing deck, and it's fast. So if you have a bunch of acreage and, you know, maybe not a commercial operation, Silver Eagle is the mower you're going to want. 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown Mow, GrassMonstersKC.com. Let's get to a lot of the things going on with Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane Harvey. Let's start off with some positive. Can we start off with a little bit of positive? And there's been an enormous amount of positive going on. People who are stepping in to save others. People who are stepping in to feed others. There was a guy in a Spider-Man suit. Went to one of the big shelters in Houston. 9,000 people there. Wanted to brighten the kids' day, and he certainly did that.
Which one do you want?
I made it.
Yes. Oh, you made that? Good job. That's cool, buddy.
He's in a joke.
Oh, you got him? There you go. Now you're on Spidey team.
Thank you're a good you. Guy.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Spider-Man.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Spider-Man.
Bye.
Can you imagine what a visit from Spider-Man means to a kid who's stuck in a big old shelter, doesn't have a home right now? That's a small gift, but wow. Love it. Gospel choir stopped by another flood shelter. This video of these guys singing has gotten 14 million views on Facebook, and it's beautiful.
The glory shaking up. We want revival. We want to see your kingdom build. We want to see your kingdom build. We want to see your
Here's what the singers had to say about the reaction they got.
What do I see in their eyes? You know, when we first walked in the door, you may see a little bit of despair, some hopelessness, but by the time we leave, we're seeing tons of joy, hope, and love.
I'm moved by the you can see the countenance on their faces. I'm moved by the fact that they lost everything, and some of them are trying to still crack a smile. So it makes me more passionate. It makes me want to go out and help as much as I can, just exhaust myself, you know, to no end.
You know, this is a unimaginable tragedy. I'm going to get to the flood by the numbers. And I thought about, you know, coming in and talking about the news of the flood, but you're going to hear about the chemical plant that's had some minor explosions because the refrigerators can't keep the chemicals in them. cool. And that's not a devastating, that's not a deadly, these are not deadly explosions. These are small scale, but you know, it's an irritant actually. And I could have talked about stuff like that, but instead I just wanted to talk today about how we are so torn apart in this country, and we have so many stories that are dividing us and so many things that are dividing us. The Antifa and white nationalists and Democrats and Republicans and conservatives and liberals. And this has been pretty amazing. I love the stories that are coming out. You know, in a world where the media has about a 14% approval rating, CNN's Drew Griffin was on the scene, ended up rescuing a guy who was floating away in his truck.
Look at this. Get out, dude. You got a power cord? Buddy, come on. Get up out of that water. No, don't fall backwards. No, ma'am. We got a car in a ditch. We just pulled a fellow out.
I want to thank these guys for saving my life. Thank you.
Where are you from, buddy?
Winnie, Texas.
Winnie, Texas. So you guys have been hit pretty hard in Winnie, Texas. Yeah. What's your name?
Jerry Summerall.
Jerry, somebody needs to come and get you.
Jerry, I'm staying at the motel right up here.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Very cool. CNN did something right. Yesterday, a CNN reporter was talking to a woman at shelter. And the woman who was doing the interview was trying to do a what reporters do. Get a snapshot of what was really happening, but this is a woman who was being interviewed would have none of it.
Now, you're with your children. We've heard of stories of mothers trying to save their children from the rushing waters. Can you tell us how
we
that was?
For 4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot of But y'all sit here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the f*** is wrong with us.
So I'm sorry.
You really trying to understand with the microphone still in my face, with me shivering cold, with my kids wet, and you still putting a microphone in my face.
Sorry. Rosa Flores, it sounds like you've got a very upset family there. We're going to take a break from that, and we'll get back to you later on.
I've never been in a situation like that. I've always been the person with a microphone. Now, I'm not on the scene, you know, with a microphone and a television camera. But I can't imagine being approached. Can't imagine being approached after a tragedy in my life and wanting to talk about it at all. A reporter in Houston saw some rescuers. And they thought they were sharing water, but apparently they'd been working their butts off pretty hard, and they were actually doing shots of Sky Vodka.
And that was really an example of what we're seeing here. Look at them sharing water just out of the cap of that bottle.
No.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was water.
Well, whatever they need to feel better, guys. Okay. Let's just let that one, let them have a little.
We'll continue to monitor this and
what they need.
If they should... We'll monitor Bill's video and if they should.
There's the water. See,
all right,
I told
excellent.
You.
There
you water.
Go. Thank goodness for that.
They're just sharing water out of that little bitty cap. Oh, man. I love the innocence with which she went after that. They're sharing water out of a little cap, out of a blue bottle that says SKYY. Like, that's where the water came from the sky. No, that's Sky Vodka, man. They're doing shots. A lot of people are helping out. A lot of celebrities are helping out. And I'm not going to mention celebrity names just because, you know, it's nice that they help. But it's if you're going to make a donation, do it, you know, anonymously. It's not about you. Coldplay has decided to do a song called Houston for the victims of Hurricane Harvey. Yes, it had to be Coldplay. I know. But know that their hearts are in the right place.
I'm dreaming of when Houston has no problem.
Why did it have to be Coldplay?
In that city where they sent you into space. I'm dreaming of when I get back to Texas. Corpus Christi, Harris County, Galveston.
Okay, that's in their show in Miami. And they said it would be the first and only time they ever played it. Now I don't feel so bad. All right. Police in Houston, a suburb near Houston, I should say, want them to stop giving this kind of donation. What is it? Well, in Facebook, they posted a photo, and they put this caption with it, friends and neighbors, the Pearland Police Department has been inundated with love and support from our community. Pearland, by the way, is a suburb south of Houston, was hit hardest by flooding and damage from Hurricane Harvey. It's bad. The post goes on to say, many have offered to donate dry clothes, food, drinks, and snacks. While we certainly appreciate your kind gesture, we simply cannot afford alcohol. In the picture, baked goods, cookies, fruits, and then a styrofoam cooler filled with beer held together with duct tape. Ain't going to want a beer when they're off. When this is all over, they're going to want a beer. Hurricane Harvey, by the numbers, 20 trillion gallons of water. That's the amount of money that fell on the Houston area since the storm made landfall. $125 billion is the amount of money that Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's going to need, and it's probably going to surpass that. 51 inches of rain, the total amount recorded at Cedar Bayou on the outskirts of Houston in just under 5 days. 13 million is the number of people directly affected by the storm. 3 is the number of times that Harvey has made landfall since Friday. 30 to 40,000, the number of homes destroyed by floodwaters in and around Houston. 32,000, the number of people in shelters. 195,000 people who've registered for federal disaster assistance. 75,000 power outages in Houston as of Wednesday. 15,000 assistance calls fielded by the Houston Fire Department. You know those guys are getting tired. National Guard troops, 24,000 of them. God bless them for helping out. 1.3 million, the population of the Houston metropolitan area, lacking health insurance, according to census estimates, 22.5% number of Houstonians living below the poverty line. 1,000 is the number of pets the U.S. Coast Guard said it rescued as of Wednesday. And so far, 80 tractor trailer loads of cots, blankets, ready-to-eat meals, comfort kits, all that stuff. And by the way, a couple of the shelters have flooded. And if you have seen those pictures, can you imagine? You're laying in a cot that's a foot above the ground and 4 inches away from the water below it. Unbelievable. All right, let's move on to some other stuff. I will get to the latest things that are being banned and changed because they're deemed offensive because of their names, Confederate names. Give me a second. Hillary Clinton's new book called What Happened. Apparently, if you want to go see her, it's going to cost you a lot of money. She's going to be touring Canada and the U.S. to promote What Happened for $2,300. And some change, or $3,000 in Canadian dollars. Clinton, people in Toronto can obtain a VIP platinum ticket for her September 28th talk. Ticket includes front row seats, a photo with Clinton backstage, and a signed book. VIP tickets are also available during Clinton's upcoming appearances in Montreal and Vancouver as well. For the New York event, VIP tickets going for $750. The event in Canada apparently has been sold out. At least one of them has. So there you go. But hey, you get an autographed book that costs $19.99. Dennis Rodman is praising Kim Jong-un for making North Korea a 24th century country. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen in the 24th century. The world could have ended by that. Here he is talking about Kim Jong-un, the murderous dictator. Quote, he's changing North Korea so much, it's really becoming the 24th century now. It's more like they took down the Flintstone Age and put up the Jetsons, out with the old, in with the new. It's like you'd think these people have a spell on them because of all the talk about him. I mean, it's insane. I'm so intrigued about how they live their lives through this guy, he said. Talking about Kim Jong-un. Evidently unaware that, of course, North Koreans have to revere its governments, dictators, present and past, or face death or imprisonment. Rodman also said that the North Koreans are hardworking people who take pride in the simple things in life. I don't know, like eating grass Quote, I'm not sure anyone knows there how to be lazy. They have got lots of focus. Ask about where he stays. He says, Rodman says he stays in the a nice hotel, about 200 years old, lives in the Jimmy Carter suite. It's marble. It's made of marble. He's real in touch with the people of North Korea. A very reckless and stupid thing to say by a police officer. This happened in a DUI stop in Cobb County, Georgia. Police officer, Lieutenant Greg Abbott, pulls over a woman for suspected DUI. The woman is afraid to reach down for her cell phone because she's afraid that the police officer will shoot her. And that's when the police officer, I guess, tried to be funny.
Use your phone. It's in your lap right there.
I just don't want to put my hands down. I'm really sorry. I'm just...
No.
I'm just been wasting any videos of problems.
But you're not black. Remember, we only kill black people. Yeah, we only kill black people, right? All the videos you've seen, have you seen any white people get killed? You have.
The statements was made by an individual, and they're not indicative of the values and the facts that surround the Cobb County Police Department and this county in general.
Cobb County Police Chief Mike Register says after we submitted an open records request, he and his command staff looked at the dash cam video.
But you're not black.
And he opened an internal investigation Friday.
No matter what context it was said in, it should not have been said.
Register says the speaker is Lieutenant Greg Abbott and indicated he has been assigned to administrative duties pending the outcome of the investigation.
We're not making excuses. We're meeting this head on, and we're going to deal with it.
Right now, he, of course, was saying, don't worry, we only shoot black people, right? Right? I mean, that's all you ever see is, you know, you shoot black people. Now, I can kind of understand the context he wanted to say it in. Like, don't you understand? According to all the media, all we do is kill black people. Now, he could have been meaning it that way. Or he could just have been trying to be funny in a really stupid way. Either way, he's in trouble. He's on administrative leave, pending an investigation, as you heard the police chief say. Evergreen State University, a college, I should say, facing a $2.1 million shortfall and a 5% plunge in enrollment in the wake of the spring's continuous stream of high-profile protests led by radical students. Now, you'll recall earlier this spring, Evergreen State students wanted a day of absence. Now, normally what they do every year is to students of color leave the campus to show what sort of an impact their absence has. This year, they ordered and demanded that every white person, staff member, student leave the campus. Brett Weinstein, an Evergreen State biology professor, said it was wrong. He said it was a racially segregated school event. He's faced death threats. They've had... They had a meeting in the library where they held the university president hostage. They shout F you and F the police at people. They carried baseball bats. They caused damage. They frightened students who disagreed with them. Well, now they're facing a budget shortfall and people don't want to go to school there. Clearly, a ham-handed approach by the administrators to radical students who should have just been removed from class, just been removed from the university. In Kansas City, Missouri, that's where I live, actually. There's a trail near my home called Indian Creek Trail. And it's a long trail. It goes quite a ways. Five people have been murdered on that trail in the last few months. Well, apparently they know who did it, or at least they have a suspect. Frederick DeMond Scott is arrested and charged with the murders of two individuals, and he's also being named in the killings of three more. Apparently, when he was detained previously in 2014 at a center alternative school, he said, kill all white people. He killed Stephen Gibbons, 57, John Palmer, 54, named in the killings of David Lennox, 67, Timothy Rice, 57, and Mike Darby, a local restaurateur, 61-year-old, he owned Coach's Bar and Grill. If you don't know the restaurant, it's a great restaurant. They got a couple of them. One of them was just flooded out, completely destroyed after his death, unfortunately. All men were white men between 54 and 67. His mother says that the kid is a paranoid schizophrenic, but didn't show any hatred to white people. Police said they did not know if the shootings were racially motivated. Well, he did say kill all white people a few years ago. Okay, let's talk about today's list of things that are going to be banned in the public square, or things that are going to have their names changed because they're now deemed offensive. L.A. voted Wednesday to eliminate Columbus Day from the city calendar, siding with activists who view the Explorer as a symbol of genocide for Native American people. Italian Americans voiced anguish over the proposal, telling council members it would erase a portion of their heritage. Some said they would support the creation of Indigenous Peoples Day as long as it was held on a different day. So that's one thing that's been removed today. San Antonio, Robert E. Lee High School, their names changed. The entire board voted for the change. The school got rid of its Confederate flag in 1991. Petition for changing the school's name was backed by 12,000 people. Students hugged and some cried after the board approved the change. Protesters have since defaced and torn down Confederate statues, as well as Christopher Columbus and Abraham Lincoln. So, Southern Poverty Law Center is a very left-of-center group, and they've released a map of every Confederate monument in America. It also includes lists of towns, cities, counties, even middle schools that bear the names of Confederate generals. Also, in Florida, one town is changing the names of streets. All right? The Post urges... And this is according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Visitors to send a letter to the editor of the local newspaper, write, white supremacists incited deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia last week in defense of the Confederate monument. We must show the country that your city gives no safe harbor to such hatred. We must remove the monument at wherever, according to that. NPR PBS News Marist poll says 62% of Americans support leaving statues. Even African Americans do, and I think that has to do with a lot of erasing history, and you forget about it. This is a story you might want to think about the next time you get on an airplane, decide to cause some trouble. Man was on a Hawaiian Airlines flight, apparently, and his disruptive behavior prompted the pilot of the nonstop flight to New York to return to Honolulu. Man's name is James August. He pled guilty in February to interfering with flight crew members and flight attendants. And the government says August's disruptive behavior started before the plane left the ground. He threatened his girlfriend, her children, other passengers, crew members, even made contact with a flight attendant on her shoulder with the back of his hand. Well, U.S. District Senior Judge Susan Oki sentenced him to 3 years of probation. Oh, and $98,000. Fine. $98,000, folks. Okay, this restitution is for fuel, maintenance, ground crew replacement, flight crew, landing fee, and recatering. Restitution also includes what Hawaiian paid to find seats for passengers on other airlines. Does not include $46,900 worth of meal vouchers the carrier handed out to the delayed New York-bound passengers. And the passenger scheduled to take the return flight to Honolulu. $98,000 is a lot of honey roasted peanuts in a little packet. Americans on average spent more on taxes in 2016 than they did on food and clothing combined. This according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They refer to families essentially as consumer units. They spent more on average on federal, state, and local taxes, $10,500, than they did on food, $7,200. Clothing, $1,800, combined $9,600. The average bill for the American consumer units increased from $7,423 in 2013 to $10,489 in 2016. Now, listen to this. That's a pretty major increase. Since 2013 to 2016, taxes for the average family in America, which makes a little over $70,000, on the federal level, have increased 45.7%. State and local taxes, 25% increase. Other taxes combined, an increase of 15 to 25%. Yeah, I think we're taxed enough already, kids. So a couple of people are suing Amazon for what they claim is a defective Eclipse glasses purchased through the online retailer Amazon. In the lawsuit filed in federal court in South Carolina, Corey Payne and his fiancee Kayla Harris said they purchased a 3-pack of Eclipse glasses on Amazon in early August, assuming the glasses would allow them to safely view the United States' first coast-to-coast solar eclipse. Apparently, they watched it. Later that day, they began experiencing headaches and eye watering. In the following days, they developed vision impairment, blurriness, distorted vision. Their lawsuit, Amazon did not immediately respond to, by the way. Couple said they did not look into the sky without wearing the glasses. So who knows? Some people think that close encounters of the third kind is a real thing. Hewlett, Wyoming. Do you know what that is? That's where Devil's Tower is. My wife drove out there with her mom. They took a massive road trip this summer and saw it. I've never seen it. I had a good buddy, Jerry, who climbed it. Did you know that there is an entire separate ecosystem on top of it? Little rodents and birds and all sorts of stuff. That be aside the point. The first annual Devil's Tower UFO rendezvous is happening. It's coming up September the 14th through the 16th. It's going to include a UFO alien-themed parade, costume contest, close encounters tower building contest, probably out of mashed potatoes, or dirt, barbecue cook-off, and live music. Cash prizes will be awarded to the best parade floating costume. Oh, you know what else coincides with this? You ready to feel old? 40th anniversary of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. 40th anniversary! Oh, I still love that movie. I really love that movie. Oh, it's such a good movie. Listen to this. Do you suppose Amazon buying Whole Foods is a good thing? Would you believe that Whole Foods market slashed prices by an average of 40% as its new owner, Amazon, declared an industry price war? Bloomberg is reporting that. The Whole Foods market on the Upper East Side of Manhattan nearest the headquarters slashed prices by 33% to 48% to shake up the industry. Let's hope that happens somewhere else, maybe someplace closer to me. Because we call Whole Foods whole paycheck. We don't. You know, one of my dreams as a person who is struggling and trying to make it as a podcaster and a broadcaster, one of my dreams would be able to buy my groceries at Whole Foods. I can't do that right now. Can't do that right now. But it's a dream. It's kind of nice for those who use Tinder, the Tinder generation. There's a new dating app that will only show you a person's picture unless you've talked to them. I kind of like this. The app is called Taffy. Super. And when you're browsing through people's profiles, you can only see their name, age, and headline. Can't see your picture until you spend about 10 messages back and forth. Of course, it is make it look so people's personalities are worth as much as how they look. We'll see. All right. Kind of like that. I kind of like that. You want to never lose your luggage at an airport again or get it confused with somebody else's? There is a website called firebox.com. You can actually have your face plastered on it. The entire suitcase, your face on it. There's no mistaking my bag. There is. And there's no doubting that you would not want to take it home with you. Disposable cameras are coming back. Fujifilm seeing sales skyrocket. Apparently millennials are tired of the picture perfect pictures that they're getting on their cell phones and the heavily filtered worlds of Instagram and Facebook. So they want pictures that look like them. Women in their 20s, billions of mobile images are loaded every day. People take multiple pictures of the same shot and edit them endlessly. The result is people creating perfect images of themselves. They're creating a fake life. There's one website you can actually take a picture with your smartphone. Allows users to use a lower resolution photo screen so it looks like a disposable. Then they have to wait 3 days before you can see it. But Fujifilm's saying that people are just buying the cameras. Finally, Prince's sister says that purple was not his favorite color. It was actually orange. She told the Weekly Standard on Monday, "It's always strange because people always associate the color purple with Prince, but his favorite color was orange." All right. That's going to do it for me, guys. Download the podcast on iTunes, Rob Carson Show. Write me if you'd like, Rob Carson on the radio at gmail.com. Thank you for joining me, guys. Take care. Be back here for number 160 real soon.
Thanks for listening to The Rob Carson Show. Friend him on Facebook at Carson Show, on Twitter at Rob Carson, and on Instagram, I think Facebook and Twitter are enough for now. We'll see you soon.